That way you can kind of work towards.
All right, we'll call to order our Economic Development Committee for November 6th. First item is approval of the minutes from the October 2nd meeting.
Move for approval, Madam Chairman.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Item three is public comments. If we have anyone here to address the committee, you have 2.5 minutes. If you can give your name and address, thank you.
Hello, good morning. My name is Brian Jones. I'm from McClellanville, but I represent the South Carolina Shrimpers Association. I wanted to just touch on agenda item number four. We're obviously in support of declaring an economic disaster in the shrimping industry. Mount Pleasant would follow several other municipalities throughout the Gulf Coast region and the South Atlantic from Texas to South Carolina. They include Matagorda County in Texas, Bayou Apache in Alabama, the entire state of Louisiana, Richmond Hill in Georgia, Onslow County, and then here in in South Carolina would be McClellanville as well. So as we know, the shrimping industry is a very vital part of the community here down at Shem Creek as well as throughout the Lowcountry. We represent about 295 trawl license holders. Unfortunately, there are only about 50 active shrimp trawlers at this time for several reasons. Predominantly, the imported shrimp crisis has put a huge pressure on the price reduction of shrimp, making it economically untenable. To put it in perspective, the United States consumes roughly, and this was in 2021, 1.7 billion pounds of shrimp. And there was 2.1 billion pounds imported, which equates to about 400 million pounds of shrimp in inventory overhang. So not only are we competing against imported shrimp, but also for freezer space. So that's severely depressed prices and really affected a lot of shrimpers, such as myself. So why is this important for a city to declare an economic disaster? It helps with NOAA's fishery resource disaster declaration. Last year, they broadly expanded the definition to include anthropogenic causes, which means man-made. So aside from freezes, which we're familiar with here in South Carolina, it would also include things like oil spills, the imported shrimp crisis, being that it is man-made as far as people importing additional shrimp and having the pressure there. Just wanted to introduce myself, let you know we're available for any additional questions or comments. Thank you.
Any other comments from anyone today? Okay, thank you. All right. Item four is consideration of a resolution seeking an economic disaster declaration due to the dumping of imported shrimp into the United States market. So I know we do have an interest here in Mount Pleasant to support our shrimping fleet. We've made our own investments. So
move for approval, Madam Chairman.
Second.
Okay.
Can we ask some questions, Madam Chairman?
Certainly. Yeah.
Would you mind answering a couple more questions, I suppose? Just so we understand, thank you for coming here today.
Oh, thank you.
What's the cost? What's the percent reduction? What are they thinking? How much cheaper are they bringing this shrimp in than?
That's a tough question to answer specifically, and I'll explain why. So, there are many factors that are affecting the price of shrimp, right? But majority and that we found is the imported shrimp prices. But we're just shrimpers, and not economists. But what we tell you is we've experienced, not only have the prices kind of been the same, actually a little bit lower since the 1980s, but we're having trouble moving the shrimp. So, for example, last week, we couldn't go out shrimping because our seafood dock where we were weren't able to move the shrimp as quickly. There's that pressure. I would say, historically speaking, since 2015, we've really seen the proliferation of the shrimp farms and the extra production. It's been really tough for us to continue to grow and keep pace with inflation. I can try to find that information for you.
I'm curious, but that's okay. And then my second question then becomes, I appreciate the resolution and I think we're all going to be, I'm guessing, for that today, but what can we actually do? We're a town together. So the resolution's nice.
Yes.
But what can we actually do?
Well, the resolution is, it's not symbolic. It is important and it is impactful. The idea in this whole coalition, if you will, of different states coming together and pushing this forward through municipalities and things like that is to really, one, it raises awareness to the issue shrimpers are facing. But additionally, by passing this, the idea is to present it to the governors of the states and then just more have a groundswell of, you know, real grassroots because it's happening here in our communities. When we ask the Secretary of Commerce to declare that fisheries disaster. And what that'll do is that it won't change imported shrimp, right? We still will have imported shrimp coming in, but we're looking for a foothold to try to be competitive, right? You know, I think there's a true value in wild domestic caught shrimp. You know, the taste is better. I think we all know that, right? The taste, the freshness. You don't have to worry about banned antibiotics or chemicals that are used in it. The human labor costs of shrimp in these foreign markets. But what we can do is raise awareness for buying, asking for domestic wild-caught shrimp. You know, when you go to a restaurant, where did your shrimp come from? And, you know, hopefully they're honest and then they tell you. You know, we want to partner with restaurants as well, too, and let them be able to purchase shrimp from us. We'd love to have it be more competitive cost, right? If you think about what would be the objections you'd have to overcome, right? You know, it would primarily or predominantly come down to probably their cost and their profitability. And if we can, you know, be competitive a little bit, so you know, that's really what we want to do in the long run. We want to work. We want to provide for our families. Keep the shrimp boats in the community. When you picture, you know, Shem Creek, you see shrimp boats, right? Or if you think about the low country, you'll see shrimp boats out, you know, when you look across the marsh grass, and it's a beautiful sight, we think it is. And, you know, I guess that was a long answer to your question, but raising awareness and advocacy for our shrimpers and some of the best wild-caught shrimp there is in the country.
I think we could take this to the chamber as well. I know Howard, you're very active with the Mount Pleasant Chamber, and you know, I think we'd take this to the chamber as well.
Well, I think we need to talk to them. Madam Chairman, I have a question too.
Yes, sir.
In terms of on our screen, we've got local news, low country shrimpers say area restaurants buying shrimp from other countries, putting a strain. But in your discussion earlier with us, you said there are times when you can't bring shrimp in which case the restaurants have to have another source or other sources. And I'm wondering, not other countries, but for example, Gulf shrimp is available as well. Is this impacting the restaurants where they can't seek out other alternatives when maybe not from other countries, but like Gulf shrimp as an example?
I appreciate the question. The point we're making about not being able to go out shrimping is because we have the inventory, because we're not able to move it. So we do actually have the ability to provide them with fresh local wild-caught shrimp.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, I believe that point was that they already have inventory. If they can't sell it, they can't shrimp to get more rather than that they're out. Okay. Any other questions for us? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I do think it's important for us to continue to support the industry here locally. And do we have any recommendations?
No, I think so too. Motion's been made and seconded.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Well, let's vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes to send it. Resolution to council. And that's our last item. So we'll adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, who's this calling me during?